Speaking in another language. We don't have to go to a different country to experience this, though my brother and his family did recently go, seemingly, to a foreign land, at least for us Finnies. Jonathan, my brother, his wife, and their two very little girls went to Disney World this month. And at times, Disney seemed certainly like another planet, much less in another country. I've never been, so this is just me trying to put the picture together some. But from what it sounds like, park goers are encouraged at times to dress Disney, perhaps complete in character, or maybe just with a t-shirt. My goddaughter, Miriam, followed the protocol and wore a Star Wars-themed shirt one of these days with a more off-than-on Darth Vader mask. Vader, of course, is the bad guy in those movies, with an army of all-in-white stormtroopers doing his imperial bidding. So it happened that little Darth Miriam ran into a group of park stormtroopers who immediately surrounded her and pledged their loyalty to a 2-year-old Vader. Miriam, however, couldn't quite keep character, running to my brother and asking him, scratch my back. When my brother was telling me this, I didn't quite follow. We used this phrase as a stand-in for do me a favor, perhaps. But that didn't seem to fit. What was she getting at? What language exactly was little 2-year-old Miriam speaking? My brother supplied me the translation. Whenever Miriam gets nervous, he told me, she says, scratch my back. It makes her think of having her back rubbed before she goes to sleep. So when stormtroopers approach or something goes bump in the night, Daddy, scratch my back. Family is that place where we often speak in another language, a dialect that needs a translation guide for those on the outside. As we celebrate today's Feast of the Holy Family, as we reflect on those ways that we are part of God's family, we look a little more closely at our translation guides and seek to speak the same language, to find more assuredly our family tongue. At the outset, let's echo our second reading from John's first letter. Beloved, we are God's children now. We are part of God's family. When we look on Jesus and Mary and Joseph, we are within that frame. Sometimes, though, this might seem like meaningless words, something we say in here but struggle to feel out there. If words and thoughts seem odd, we're not in the worst place. We're probably alongside Mary and Joseph. Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety. The scene in our gospel today, the last glimpse of Jesus' life before his public ministry nearly 20 years later, should be familiar to any parent. The anxiety of losing a child. But even here, we should be comforted. Daddy, scratch my back. Even Mary and Joseph struggled with the translation, felt as though Jesus was speaking another language when they found him in the temple. Jesus said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" Jesus had to expand the speaking of even his parents, their understanding, their ability to hear God's word. It didn't happen all at once, or even here, after 12 years. As Luke records, his mother kept all these things in her heart. Mary probed them, reflected on them, kept practicing this seemingly foreign language of the Holy Family. And God is inviting us to do the same, to pick up on his cadence and expressions, to make life in our families and ultimately in God's family a place to speak in a new way. Our inside expressions of care and concern, all of our daddy scratch my backs can help us down the road of inside expressions to God. Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house? His mother kept all these things in her heart. On the Feast of the Holy Family, on our reminder of our connection to God in a family way, on a day we seek to speak the same language, perhaps it's to take Mary's cue. She didn't understand it all, struggled listening and speaking and comprehending, but she found God most audible in prayer. May we be led to this conversation in 2019. Daily, quiet, consistent prayer. Taking the stuff of our day and pondering it with God. We might then find ourselves to be speaking a little more comfortably in a less foreign language.